Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Like, I think we were like folding napkins for fun, and my family was like, never again. Like, we
are you kidding?
Do you guys remember the guy that I talked about in the Stagecoach episode 2 years ago?
There was definitely some fornication happening.
Oh my God, there's no way that she did this. Like, she's being framed.
What is it?
Do you really want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Like, either burp or hold it in. Oh, did you hear that? Upstairs neighbor is on the move.
My upstairs neighbors have been so loud recently to a point that is driving me insane. There's a lot of things dropping, and they either have a cat or a dog. This is my theory, at least. Or a guy lives up there and has one of those putting things, but there's a ball.
Why can't it be a
noise?
Girl?
Or girl.
Girls don't putt.
Girls do putt.
There is a ball that rolls across the ground that just sounds like a wiffle ball or golf ball density, and it drives me crazy.
All right, so it's some kind of animal toy, you're convinced, or a golf situation.
Yes, those are my two theories. And then they keep dropping things, like, much heavier than that as well.
Okay,
like,
so they're moving stuff around. Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on up there.
I can't say, but I've ever heard my neighbors, truthfully.
Really?
The only time I ever hear my neighbors are, I'm pretty sure, our bathrooms are against each other.
Oh.
And so, and I think that's also, like, because there's a vent in the bathroom, I think that that's where, like, the potential overlap in noise comes from. Because the only time I ever hear them is in the morning when I'm getting ready, and I'll hear, like, their music playing in the bathroom through the wall.
Isn't that kind of like amazing that you're just getting ready at the same time as your neighbor?
That one I appreciate. See, because I've never had an experience where like I hear annoying noises from my neighbors.
Through my roommates' wall, we can hear our neighbors having sex all the time. No, literally all the time. And it's so wild. It's so loud. And then they look so unassuming. And I see them in the hallway like quite often.
What's their schedule like?
They kind of like an afternoon delight.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're banging at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Okay, so they look unassuming, but you're saying that they have some kind of wild sex at 3 p.m.
I don't. Yeah.
Are you like
crazy?
Hearing anything crazy? Like, I kind of want to know what the.
We hear noises, and then like their bed is so squeaky.
See, I wouldn't even be able to enjoy myself knowing my bed is that squeaky that people could potentially hear.
Same.
Like, I would have to fix that. There's just simply no way.
Yeah, I think I'd have a problem
and
with that.
And also, the sounds just are quite often unnecessary sounding.
I've honestly never even heard my roommates banging. Like, the only time is, I think that we didn't realize that one of my roommates was home, and then me and my other roommate were sitting in the living room and just hanging out, and then all of a sudden we hear very strange noises coming from his room.
So you're not sure? It's not confirmed?
I mean, there was definitely some fornication happening. Okay. in the bedroom. But we both just went back to our bedroom, and we were like, okay, that's our cue to like go back to the bedroom. So we both went to our rooms, and then I just didn't hear anything.
Or it was porn on his TV turned up all the way.
That could also be highly potential.
Yeah, you never know.
Speaking on the neighbor situation, I think like there's just something going on in my hallway. Like, everybody keeps moving out. We keep getting new people, like new characters. And so I think I told you guys months ago, the new characters right next to our elevator are Matchmate listeners. So on my floor, I have listeners who I see.
I don't know if I knew that.
Oh, really? I thought I told you guys that.
Wait, incredible. Love it.
On our floor, they're super sweet. I ran into them very intoxicated, as in I was the member intoxicated one night. I think they were as well, I hope. I don't know. But we buddied up and they told me they listened to the podcast. So that was one of the new characters over the last couple months. But then we just got new characters that are literally two doors down from us a couple of weeks ago. And one of them clearly has a crush on one of my roommates. He is not one to have a crush on them. And so we keep getting like little gifts from them. So for example, one of my roommates came home the other day and he literally has like an entire loaf pan of Indian food.
Stop it.
And I'm like, where did that loaf pan come from? And he just has a grin on his face.
Oh
and
my
he's
God.
Like,
so it's unrequited love.
Yes. And he's like, the neighbors made it for me.
Oh my
and
God.
And I was like, you need to tell them that. Well, actually, I didn't say this. I was like, you need to be friends with them because this cannot be an awkward situation for me.
Oh, so you were like, you just don't be honest.
Well, they didn't ask him on a date. They just, you know, decided to make him Indian food in a loaf pan.
That could just be friendly behavior.
Well, then he saw her a few days later and she asked for his number.
Oh.
And so I think it, and like, I don't think she's texted him. At least I haven't gotten that update yet. I'm very curious, so I need to ask.
Well, these are all things that could be purely friendly. Like, it's true. Nice having your neighbor's phone number just in case you go out of town.
True.
Or you get locked out. Exactly. And you need to seek refuge.
So this is actually exactly how it started. So her phone died.
Yep. And, see, this is a reason.
Yep. Her phone died. And we have like the electric things on our door. So we open our door via an app or like by like a code the door. And I guess she forgot the code on her door. Her phone died. So she couldn't get into her apartment. And so she knocked on our door and one of my roommates happened to be home. I wasn't here this time. And she just came into the apartment. We gave her a charger and they like sat together and hung out. And I guess like we're chatting.
Okay.
And so maybe she thought that like, I don't know. Well, I'm saying this as if she wants to date him. Like, I'm assuming because like, I don't know. She made
us look. Because you want to date him? I'm just kidding.
You never know.
You never know.
Gays be popping up everywhere these
slim
days.
Slim pickings in this climate.
But yeah, we still have the loaf pan in our refrigerator. And I'm like, either you need to go figure out how that's getting back to her. Because
well, you know what?
At this point.
That's a strategy. You give the loaf pan knowing that you're going to have to see them again because they have to give it back to you.
Well, he literally said, you need to be the one to give the loaf pan, aka me. And I was like,
yeah, you're safe.
I was like, because I'm gay. And
he's honestly, like, yeah. You're safe. Like, you should. You should become friends with her.
I guess so. He was like, you need to go knock on her door and give her the loaf pan because she'll obviously like get the hint.
I mean, being
she's
friends,
your responsibility now.
I suppose it's being thrust on me.
Being friends with neighbors is truly like, if you can do it, you simply must. Because
I don't
it just
know
makes your
any
life
of my neighbors.
So much easier. Well, yeah, in my last apartment, everyone hated me. Here, I feel love.
Katie and is it's public enemy number one.
Truly a life-changing experience feeling love from neighbors. Or just, honestly, just neutrality. I didn't rat anyone out for the packages, the boxes out front, the recycling, or whatever the heck I talked about two episodes ago.
Well, what's kind of funny about your building is that it would almost be impossible to kind of like rip on your neighbors. Like, it'd be a really bad scenario because there's so little of you in the building.
Yeah, there's like not three, too many right? of us. Right? So like, it's, yeah, you got to keep the peace. I'm in an all-male building.
You
Isn't
are.
That crazy? Like, I'm the only girl.
You're a minority in this
I am
building.
The only female in the building, and it shows.
But you have a gay.
Yeah, true.
That's important.
That's true.
A gay girl and some straight bros.
Exactly.
TBD straight.
Anyway.
I'll put that to the test.
How are just you guys kidding. Doing? How are we?
I'm down bad today. How are you?
I'm so tired still.
I feel like I got hit by a 747 in the face.
I'm not feeling good either.
Yeah.
So we're really, we're coming back after our week hiatus. Strong.
Stronger than before.
No, we have like things to share. We have stories.
Yeah, we're...
Right?
Do we? What? Maybe we do.
You
we
went on a
do.
Cruise.
Oh, yeah. The cruise. What have we missed? The cruise. Colby went on a date.
I canceled a date.
And we had the wedding.
We had the wedding.
So we can like discuss these things. And then we have you guys followed our instructions and sent us some story times in the email.
And I've been seeing so many trickle in.
I'm so excited. Colby has a DM. And then we have three emails that I screenshotted. So if we get to those, we'll get to those hopefully because you guys sent some juicy things in there. And I want to say thank you for that.
And we've been neglecting the people. We haven't given enough advice segments, story times.
Yeah, so we will get to that.
All right, should we do the intro and then crack into some update stories, whatever
sure.
we got?
Sure.
Is it my turn or your turn?
You can go.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing? That was such like a low,
yeah, it was very somber.
Sad, somber intro.
Do it again, but like happy.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan. Girls.
With Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
We're better now that we're on Katie's floor.
Yeah.
I literally, of course, like coming back from this wedding, had the longest workday of literally my entire life.
Yeah, looking at your calendar yesterday on the subway was very jarring.
No, it's terrifying.
Do people not believe in Easter Monday? I thought Easter Monday was a holiday.
It was in college.
I because swear.
We traveled. And today I heard a lot about Easter Monday because the Pope died. And it's a real holiday in other parts of the world. But Easter is like only recognized on Sunday here, I feel like.
Usually they give off on either Good Friday or Easter Monday, though. Like in my old company, I used to have off for both. And then at my current company, the London office has off for both, and we have off for none.
Yeah, Europe, I think, has off today, too.
So it wasn't a good Friday. It was a bad Friday.
It was a bad Friday.
It was a bad Friday.
I had Good Friday off.
Oh, you did it off.
Yeah.
You had the day.
Good for you.
Yep.
Well,
good for you and your Good Friday.
I mean, Friday was good for us because we were traveling to our friend Allie's wedding in Philadelphia.
And it was like the best wedding ever.
Like every detail was so flawless.
Yeah.
She didn't leave a single thing out.
Even down to like the flower selections. Like I feel like the flower selection was her as a flower.
I know.
You know?
She had like white, what were they? Hydrangeas. Then she had
the calla lilies.
Yeah. Calla lilies. A lot of calla lilies.
And then there was like one other.
There were some orchids.
Yeah. But all white, white and green was her color scheme. And you know what? I realized I was like reflecting. Her wedding was the first wedding that I've been to where she, or the bride did a bouquet toss.
Yeah.
The like same, single honestly. Ladies. They said like single ladies.
I had no idea what was happening.
Wait, they did a bouquet toss?
You missed it?
Yeah. Where was I?
I don't know. But they said single ladies get no to the way. Dance floor. Yeah. Tenley,
she was the only one that tried to catch it.
Tenley was like alarmingly, our friend Tenley from college was alarmingly close to Allie. She was like probably standing 1 foot in front of her. She was like, I will get this bouquet. It was like the scene in Bride Wars. Except yes. for she was
except
not fighting.
Except for the fact that everybody was like, oh, like we all were standing back.
Wait, how many people were even single?
Very ready to catch it.
Was it just like three of our friends on that floor? I feel like everybody at this wedding was cuffed up.
No, there were people. There were people.
No, okay. single means not married.
Oh.
In that sense.
Okay.
The bouquet toss is to unmarried.
Gets married next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Unmarried.
Yeah. Colby was like, keep that away from me.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Yeah. So, but I had never experienced that. I honestly was like taken by surprise that it was happening.
Wait, I'm so sad I missed this. I have no idea where I was.
I don't know either.
I feel like I must have been at the dessert table. I was the first person at the dessert table, so I feel like it must have happened at that point.
I didn't even know that existed.
No, I missed the dessert table.
Oh.
I don't know where I was.
There was an ice cream sundae bar. And I smelled it from the main room.
I totally missed that.
It was in like the original room where the ice situation was in the raw bar.
Like the cocktail hour.
Yeah.
She had no shortage of food. That was the best part.
And everything was so good.
Ugh.
She had like a Japan station, an Italy station. They had a raw bar. They had an ice cream sundae bar with like banana Foster that you can put on top. I'm sad you guys missed that.
She crushed it. I loved the wedding. I also loved Philadelphia.
I loved Philly.
I was too.
Kind of surprised Same. By how much I loved the city. Like, oddly, I feel like it's like they have more stuff going on than New York. Like, they had a lot going on. There was like music everywhere.
It was pretty.
Like, there was like a festival happening.
The farmer's market was insane also.
Yeah.
I really wanted to purchase some things.
Gorge farmer's market. We were kind of down bad that morning though, when we were walking to the farmer's market. Weren't we? Or no, we were just starving. Tell the people about the shot in your butt because...
Yeah, well, it wasn't in my butt. I got it in my arm. But my perfect formula that I have discovered for weddings, it started at my sister's wedding. This summer, I had walked by this place. It was an IV drips situation. And you can go in and you can get any type of concoction for an IV drip. And I originally thought that I was going to get one of those, but then for your body to absorb the entire thing, it can take up to 3 hours, and I did not have that kind of time.
Who has that kind of time?
A lot of people
apparently. On a wedding day.
But so my mom and I were in there and we were looking at each other, and then I looked down on the menu and I'd gotten a B12 shot before, just like one time randomly. I don't even remember where it was or why. But I think it was like a free add-on for something that I had gotten somewhere, and it made me feel better, I remember, and I decided to get one, and I got like a vitamin C thing then too, because I was starting to feel kind of sick and knew I had a long weekend, and I was feeling like dangerously good that night. And we had gotten these for my sister's welcome drinks, but the night before, my sister did her rehearsal dinner and they got married in the Catholic church with like a church ceremony with her family on Thursday. So by Friday, I was like already feeling like I needed a boost, and I was feeling so good for the welcome drinks, and I was so mad at my sister that she dragged me home out of the welcome drinks the second that they ended and made me legitimately get in bed. And I was like ready to take on the night. And so the
because
next
of
day,
the B12.
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. Like, it really helped me sustain energy throughout the day. So I decided that I was going to start doing that. And then my friend in January got married, also in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And my mom and I went back to that place. And so now I start wedding days with breakfast and a B12 shot. And it seriously makes you feel like you can party all night.
I mean, clearly it paid off. You and I were the last man standing.
Yeah.
At the after party.
What is a B12 shot? Like, what is that?
I think it's just like super concentrated B12 that gets injected into you.
Like, what is B12?
And you pee it out. It's not like...
Was your pee neon?
It's long-term.
Is it that kind of thing? Like, what is what is B12, like the vitamin?
The vitamin helps you convert food into energy.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
So is like the strategy you take the B12 shot and then you eat something? Or like...
I don't know if you even need to actually eat, but I always like... We'll have breakfast before.
I have FOMO that I didn't get one, but I didn't really like plan my morning well.
I mean, clearly neither did I.
I had a lot of things to do.
I was like so stressed out that I needed to shower.
I was strictly fueled by tequila sodas. That's what kept me going all night. And then when I eventually found the candy bar at the after party.
There's a candy bar too. I missed that.
A lot of people miss the candy bar. I swear I can smell food at weddings. Like, I knew it was there. It was hidden by the elevators. I go out in the wedding. It was probably at like 1 a.m. when I started to get really hungry because it was towards the end of the night. A lot of people had already dipped out at that point. But Colby and I were still, you know, pumping fists to like Zed and all kinds of like random DJ remixes. Like, I was having the time of my life. But I was like, I need a snack. Like, I'm starving. And then we found the food table. Did you find the food table?
So I didn't even know there was a food table. I honestly left the after party because I had the munchies. Like, I was hungry. I didn't even know any of these things were there.
Yeah, there were like chicken nuggets and arancini.
Chicken nuggets, arancini, meatballs. I think I ate probably at least 12 chicken nuggets.
I had some nuggets.
I had like 6+ meatballs. And then I found the candy bar. And so then I had a massive bag of candy that I was just like passing around the dance floor.
Okay.
And you know, that carried me to the end, to the 2 a.m. And I actually ended up bringing like 4 bags of candy home. Like,
the wedding planner, as we were leaving, she was like, who wants candy? And I was like, oh, what do you have? And then she just gave me a huge bag of Nerds gummy clusters. And then she looked at them and I was like, oh, I love these. And she goes, here, take more. And so now I have a sack of Nerds gummy clusters.
Yeah, let me just tell you, these are not normal like little goodie bags of candy. They're like legit, like sack is the best way to describe it because they're straight up sacks.
No, that would have cost me $45 at Bonbon.
She definitely like Amazon Prime Swedish candy. I mean, whatever it takes.
At that point, who's gonna know?
Guys, what a fun wedding though.
I know. I'm so happy for them.
I know. I'm so sad it's over.
She already changed her Instagram name.
Oh, she did. I didn't even notice. Well, I haven't been on really today.
Yeah.
So I didn't see.
That's such a fun feeling to like
change
like
your
the
name.
Hard work is done. Now I can change my Instagram handle.
That's crazy.
Or at least just the name.
And now you just carry on with the rest of your life. You don't and not have to plan a wedding.
No, that was making me depressed. I was like, the fact that she'll never get married again, God willing, knock on wood, is like depressing to
they
me.
Could renew their vows.
Yeah,
I feel like they have to. Party. They have to give us another party in like 10 years. Yeah. Renew their vows and...
Or like a 10-year anniversary. Like, I need
yeah.
a party for every milestone for them because...
They know how to throw a party.
They know how to throw a party. And also like just generally with all my friends, I'm like, the wedding just can't be the it.
There's so many things to celebrate in life.
I know, but then like baby showers are kind of boring, you know? Like, people aren't getting...
Yeah, but you can like have a 4th of July party. and it can be really fun.
There's so many reasons to celebrate, Adam.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'm getting concerned.
In this life, there are so many reasons to celebrate.
I know, but I want to wear like a tux to every event now. Now that I'm obsessed with tuxes.
Now that you own a tuxedo.
Yeah, now that I own a tuxedo and I need to like get use out of it.
I'm sure there'll be many reasons. I was just looking around at the wedding, looking and seeing like who we still have left to get married, which is like all of us.
And those are just friends. And think about your family.
Like imagine how many weddings we're going to go to.
No, true. That's so stressful.
Yeah.
I remember like being at this wedding this weekend and I was like, damn, I've never even had a boyfriend. We got a ways to go.
Well, it only takes one.
Everyone's on their own timeline.
That is true. All right. Well, that was our wedding recap. Dude, yeah. I want to hear about this cruise. What's the highlight?
The cruise. Okay, so this is my first cruise ever. Mm-hmm. I'm not
for like, some reason I feel like you've been on a cruise before.
Same. That's very much a shocking statement for me to hear.
Well, I'm just a girl who loves to vacation, and yeah. I love to vacation in many forms. Like I like a European like traveling, like really exploring vacation, not traveling, exploring. But then I also like a sit on your butt and do nothing vacation. Yeah. Those are definitely my favorite kinds. Like sit on the beach and do nothing and the only plan is going to dinner. But this was a truly different style, like getting on a boat and not really getting off. Like you're on the boat for the majority of the trip. Like we got off, it was a 3-day cruise. We got off in the Bahamas and like we're on their private island that MSC owns. So it was a different experience because I feel like we were kind of still on the boat. Even mm-hmm. when we were on this island, we were still like, we weren't in like the traditional Bahamas that I'm used to. So it was very interesting. I really enjoyed the concept of like they really planned our 3 days so well. Again, I don't really know what's normal because I was on a media cruise, so it was kind of geared towards content creation, and like there were travel agents there. I met a lot of travel agents. They seem like they have a very fun life. And then like reporters and people like that were on the trip, plus influencers. I met some really not nice influencers, I will say.
Oh, cool. Whoa.
Name them.
Like yeah. The thing is, I don't even really know their names. Like there's one girl I ended up looking up after the fact, after this one dinner where I was like, oh, that girl was very unkind. I like obviously had to go down a rabbit hole and like look her up, and she has like millions of followers.
Oh.
So I was like, well, that's alarming. Anyway.
Do you think she bought them though?
Well, there were 500 people.
Yeah, 500 influencers.
Like, that's
on the cruise?
Crazy.
500 influencers. There were 1,500.
Yeah.
Colby's ex-employer ran the cruise, and they were incredible. Like, the whole program itself was amazing. Like, they had planned it so well to the point where we knew exactly where we needed to be at exactly what time, and, like, it was very a well-oiled machine in that way. Dang. But I guess if you're going to choose 500 influencers and also a lot of them being travel-focused influencers, you really don't know who you're going to... I mean, with those numbers, there's bound to be some people who are, you know, maybe not the best.
Travel influencers, too, you don't really get as much of a glimpse into their personality. Like, their online persona is less about them. It's more about their experiences. Yeah.
You don't really get to... I mean, and of course, this is like generalizing because there's some people who you really do get their personality out of their content. And I met, there was like 5 or 6 people that I ended up following and like made very good friends with that were like in my buddy group. We had like different buddy groups mm-hmm. that we had dinner with. But
I was curious how
it
that
was. It was interesting, like, because of course it was like a huge content creation cruise. So like the number of selfie sticks and tripods and like, it was insane. Like everywhere you looked, there was someone set up doing their thing. Like there were drones.
Must have been so wild to watch.
Drones everywhere. GoPros on sticks that were like 20 meters long. Like insane.
Why does this feel apocalyptic?
No, it was actually really crazy. Like it felt like an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Being on this. But so again, I don't really know what a normal cruise is like, but the general like concept of it, of being like, we were at sea and I was in a hot tub at sea on this giant ship. I was like, I could live this life. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And all the drinks were free because it was all inclusive. Like, that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Do you get to pick your activities?
So we were assigned things because it was like the content creation mm-hmm. of it all. But I think you could probably choose. They had a bunch of different things.
I thought that you got assigned to like a concierge or something right when you got on board, and they usher you somewhere, and then you have to book your activities for the whole time that you're on the cruise.
That might be how it is for
I've
like
been on a cruise before, and I think that's how it went. Like, you get ushered into like basically a concierge, and they have to book like all of your restaurant reservations and everything. Otherwise, you're like screwed.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining.
That makes sense. I mean, they did that for us because they wanted us to do specific things.
I know that I watched that in a movie or a show somewhere.
If I remember, the last cruise that I went on, that was so long ago at this point. Like, I think we were so bored. Like, I think we were like folding napkins for fun, and my family was like, never again. Like,
are you kidding?
We can't do this. We just all got so bored being like stuck on the ship.
Well, they had a lot of stuff. They had bumper cars.
Yeah, my dad. Roguely suggested that we go on an Alaskan cruise as a family, and I was really taken aback by that suggestion, but for some reason he wants to do it, so we'll see how that pans out.
I feel like cruises make so much sense for a large family. Like, I was thinking about it, like, you know, whether you have young kids or not, like, maybe there's obviously cruises that are better suited for younger kids, but for
Carnival.
This cruise, yeah, like MSC or Disney,
yeah,
the MSC cruise, like, if you have like a large family, or like you're doing like a family reunion or something, it's just so easy to keep track of everybody. Like, you're on the boat, and it's like, you know, there's obviously, it's a huge boat, but at least you know everyone's on the boat.
Yeah.
And the security was top notch. Like, you needed this card to go everywhere. Like, if you were leaving the boat and they would call people's names over the loudspeaker, like, you were in trouble if you like didn't scan your card. So like, they were not leaving anyone behind on the island. Okay. Like, it felt very secure.
Was Orlando Bloom actually there?
Orlando Bloom was there.
On the cruise?
Yeah, he's a spokesperson.
And Drew Barrymore.
And Drew Barrymore.
In the Super Bowl commercial.
What? Well, they were on the boat when we were at in the Miami port.
Okay.
To do the ribbon cutting ceremony, or like unveiling the new the name. And then that was that.
Oh.
Okay, then so they likely didn't take their ship.
No. They weren't on the ship with us, but they were there.
They didn't come on the maiden voyage.
They were stunning. Like,
I don't know why, IRL. But like, picturing Drew Barrymore and Orlando Bloom like taking a cruise.
Yeah.
It's just kind of so like funny. A funny visual for me.
I took the subway with Orlando Bloom recently.
What?
Yeah.
What? He's such a normie. He's just like us. Well, his partner is in space.
Yeah.
Katy Perry. Oh, did you know they're together?
I did not.
Guys, I really don't believe that they went to space.
Yeah, Colby's convinced.
What do you think? They didn't go to space?
Like, no, I'm on, somehow ended up on conspiracy theory TikTok, and I am bought in on the conspiracy.
So where do you think they went? What's the place where they filmed the movies? Universal? No,
like, I just think it was all fake.
Right, no, that's what I'm saying. They were, like, in Universal Studios, like, whatever that... What is it called where they film the movies? You know what I'm talking about? And they have all the sets?
Yes.
Wherever that is. Is it called the Universal?
Lot, or whatever.
Yeah, the lot at Universal.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that they're in, like, a space set and, like, that was that?
No, like, I bet they actually were where they said that they were, and maybe the rocket, like, went up, but... I don't know. The physics of it all just seems kind of crazy.
It's because of the door, right? Like, everybody's all like, yeah, that's hung up on the door.
That's what
I haven't seen this. What's wrong with the door?
So apparently this door is pressurized so that it wouldn't be able to open from the inside. It's only able to be open from the outside. And once it landed, there's a video where you can see that the door was opened from the inside, and then they close it, and then Jeff Bezos goes back and actually opens the door. And then there was something about the measurements from like the outside windows, and then the actual footage from the inside of it, the spacing is like completely off. I don't know. There's a lot of information out there.
Okay, this is blowing my mind.
I mean, I just think it's crazy that these people somehow went to space for like a matter of seconds.
10 minutes. I think it was they 11 minutes.
They were actually in space for 11 minutes.
Right, that was
the
full journey.
The up, down, and being there. I think they were at zero gravity for like 2 minutes. So like...
How did it happen that fast though?
That's what I don't get.
Like, did it feel longer for them because they like broke the barrier?
No, they knew that they were only going for 11 minutes. And also, looking at that tiny thing itself, I don't know how one of them wasn't like spiraling, having a panic attack, throwing up because they were claustrophobic. It was so small for that many people.
Well, I'm just so confused at how there. It was only 11 minutes because they came down and they were like, we were telling Katy Perry, like, what song are you going to sing? And then she started singing Baby, You're a Firework. And
really she sang Fake What News. A Wonderful World.
Oh. She didn't sing her own songs. She sang What a Wonderful a Wonderful World.
How did they have time
for all these conversations?
It makes sense that she would... Honestly, like, the one good move she made was singing that song versus one of her songs. Can you imagine? Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm promoting my new single.
Catholic-born girls.
Well, no. This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Like, that could have been a promotional moment for her. But
California girls would have been pretty funny.
I mean,
Oh, and also another thing on the conspiracy theory, they weren't wearing any gear. Like, they weren't equipped with anything. Like, they just were in little jumpsuits. Like, they didn't have helmets.
Well, because how would you see their glam?
Yeah.
How would you see their makeup that they talked about so much before going to space?
Yeah. Are they supposed to be wearing helmets?
Astronauts typically wear like space suits.
Maybe, yeah.
And like boots.
What cracks me up is they were being referred to as astronauts as well. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they have training. Who knows? Maybe they had to go through a rigorous like 10-week program or something.
The like sound bites of them all screaming is so funny.
That would be me too.
Coming back to Earth.
If they did. Colby's not convinced.
Yeah. I guess what would be the
benefit of them just like faking it? Like, is it like who's. Who promotionally does that do a lot for?
In general, did they break a record? Is that why? Like having 5 or 6 women or however many women?
No, like they're trying to promote, I think, recreational space travel or something. But it is very expensive. So I don't think people are just going to be going to space on the regular. I don't know.
Well, I think that millionaires would.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It just makes no sense to me. I don't know. It's like an amusement park ride.
Well, I feel like that's the goal, is what they want to do. They want like space travel to be like a rich person's like play Six experience. Flags. No, literally like a rich person's Six Flags, basically.
Did you see that TikTok? I just saw it today about the guy that drives the girl dad Tesla. What's that like? The really crazy looking truck. The Cybertruck in New York City. Have you seen this?
No,
there's a specific
Cybertruck that has girl dad on the back, like a sticker that says girl dad. I've actually seen it before in the city. It's like whoever it is lives in the West Village or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's one of these Teslas, and someone like just like, took time out of their day to look up the license plate online. You can see how many like parking tickets each person has in Manhattan, like, or wherever, if you just like type it in into the website or whatever to pay them. So someone like looked it up and found out that this person had $38,000 in parking tickets.
What?
Since 2013. So that's like a long time, but still, that's insane.
Girl dad that are has some things to pay.
But this guy did a full deep dive TikTok on how he actually saved money by racking up that many parking tickets versus paying for parking traditionally. Because for whatever reason, I didn't know this, but once tickets or ticketed amounts, like an overdue easy pass or whatever, like go up in price, for some reason like funds are deducted from it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like over time they end up giving you like a cut on it. So the guy only ended up having to actually pay $26,000 versus like $38,000 in unpaid tickets.
How didn't he get a boot on that Cybertruck?
Again, not sure, but he was just getting like the normal tickets put in the front, and I guess someone was curious and just like looked it up. So he only ended up paying $26,000, which again, a lot of money. But this guy did the math since 2013, like that would only rack up to like $120 a month in payments, which is less than like the typical like $400 to $500 a month you'd spend on parking in Manhattan. So this guy actually did like save money by getting that many parking tickets.
That's crazy.
But my question is, how is this guy not like in jail? Like, why did I think that when you get that many parking tickets, like you have to go to jail?
No, I just imagine, see the boot. I thought that happened after you had like three parking tickets you didn't pay.
Yeah.
That would happen to me if I didn't pay like three parking tickets.
Or that big thing that they put on your windshield. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's called something. They like stick this thing on your windshield so you like literally can't see.
Oh, interesting.
And that's like a boot.
I think we were just raised thinking that the law was a little bit more like enforced than it actually is, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been dodging jury duty for the longest time, but it's specific. And my parents have been calling me every single day freaking out because they keep getting letters in the mail. But I've been summoned for jury duty in Maryland. And I'm like, I haven't lived at that address in over 7 years. I haven't paid a Maryland tax in over 7 years. And my mom is like, you need to call them and tell them. And I was like, I don't really feel like that's my job. Like, they should. I was like, I'm not calling them. Like,
is it because you have a Maryland ID still?
I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, because you're a resident, technically.
But like, you're not taxpaying. You're not paying taxes.
But I haven't paid a tax in Maryland in 7+ years.
Like, but I think jury duty is based off of your residency.
I think that I'm a New York... Well, I'm a New York resident, though. Like, on my tax returns every year, it says, like, Adam Harrison is a New York resident, you know? So, that's like, the crazy. Government has documentation that says I live in New York. So, I'm basically, like... I'm not calling them. And my mom's like, they're going to come snatch you up. And I was like, they're not going to be able to find me. Like, they're sending letters to your house, mom. Like, how are they going to snatch me up in New York? They still think I live in Maryland. Like,
yeah, I need to know.
Come to your house and she's going to tell them that where you live.
No, literally. My mom has been freaking out. Like, every single day she's calling me. She's like, they're going to snatch you up. Like, you need you're snatching everybody. Like, you need to call them. And I'm like, no, I'm not giving them a second of my time.
It's okay. Doge probably doesn't even care about the jury duty workers. So,
well, I do feel like
they're going to get cut. The people looking for the jurors are getting cut. So
I do feel kind of guilty because, like, I've never done jury duty, so I don't necessarily know how it works. Oh, wait, this is the other thing. I got summoned for jury duty in New York also, which, like,
they want you.
Like, I handled that one. Like, I was ready to go to jury duty. I called them the night before, like I was supposed to, and they told me, you're excused. You don't have to come.
Okay, you're free.
You're free for 5 years.
You're done.
This happened to me before they summoned me in Maryland. So I was like, how do they know that I am a New York? So that's the whole thing. They clearly know I'm a New York resident because they called me in New York.
Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Probably.
That's a good point.
100% are because
wait, that's so funny.
I can't be registered here.
I did vote in Maryland this year.
Yeah, so that's why.
Okay, but like, how the fuck am I also getting summoned for jury duty in New York?
Yeah, that's strange.
That does feel fake. Like, it feels like someone's. They just really want to get you.
Well, anyways, I've
never had jury duty, and I want it. I think I got summoned for it one time, and I would be the worst juror, though, I've realized, because I am so easily convinced. Watching the Karen retrial and the opening statements, today is Monday, April 21st, the opening statements for the retrial are tomorrow, and I'm so excited to follow along in real time once again. But if you haven't watched the documentary, they just put out I think it's like 5-episode series on HBO Max about the original Karen retrial.
What's the TLDR for listeners?
So this woman from Massachusetts was accused of killing her boyfriend by drunk driving and hitting him with her car. But the evidence is so wild. Like, her story is that she brought him to these people's party or after party after they had been out at a bar in town. And he went into the house and he was supposed to update her if people were there because it didn't look like there was a party going on. And she said that it had been 10 minutes. He didn't come out and get her. She got mad. She backed up out of the driveway and drove home. And then she was calling him saying that he like didn't appreciate her, whatever. And then the people inside the house say that she is responsible for killing him. She says that she didn't hit him.
So when she like backed up, she hit him and she didn't know.
No.
Allegedly.
Like there's evidence.
Oh, she didn't even hit him.
That's one of the stories. But she says that she didn't hit him and there's no way that she could have hit him because he went inside. And there's just so much.
What is the series on? I want to watch this.
It's on Max.
I remember hearing about this story, like probably from you, I think.
Yeah, this is a spoiler, so skip ahead if you're going to watch it.
Here's your warning.
And you don't want to know what happened, but there was a hung jury.
Yeah.
And so a hung jury means that you can try it again in a new county.
Yeah.
So they're trying it again.
Okay. Mm.
And it starts tomorrow. Like the jury selection was on April 1st, and I genuinely know so much about this case.
Colby's like, I volunteer as tribute.
I have no idea what happened.
Colby, you're too biased. You can't be on the jury.
No, but even if I even if I wasn't biased, every time the prosecution made points, I'd be like, oh my God, yes, 100% she did it. And then the defense would present. And I would be like, oh my God, there's no way that she did this. Like, she's being framed. Yeah, her defense is that the people at the party are framing her. And there's, like, a bunch of corruption in the police department.
Wow.
And in this town in Canton, Massachusetts. And you know what's so crazy is her defense attorney is from my town. And his kids go to the school that my mom works at.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. You know, a secret that I was once told about how to get out of jury duty is you show up and you bring like some extremely like educational but political oriented book. So a political science teacher that I used to have said that he would bring like a book, like an encyclopedia, and pretend to about Abraham Lincoln and pretend to read it in the jury duty, like waiting room or whatever, and then they would make him leave because they don't want like hyper educated people that could be like very politically leaning a specific way.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that makes total sense. You want someone who's like as neutral as possible.
I don't think they want the dumbest people. Have it because my dad worked in the court system my whole life. Like he always said that if I got jury duty, I like would be excused.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Juror Number 2?
Yes.
The TV series?
Yes. Or,
yeah. No, I've seen Jury Duty.
It's like a drama.
It was a movie.
Oh, it was a movie? I thought it was a series.
Juror Number 2.
Oh, you're so right. It was a movie because the other Jury Duty, the TV show, was also incredible. Gosh, every single show made about Jury Duty is a hit.
I feel like it's because like the storyline of a Jury Duty scenario was very like interesting and compelling.
I mean, I like the fictional ones because obviously it's like pretty
but the way also
morbid.
I feel like they usually tell those stories in a movie setting is like you were learning the information at the same time the jury is, so you don't actually know like exactly what happened. Or they do it the reverse where they like actually tell you what happened at the beginning and then you're watching the jury kind of go back and forth.
Right, it's so dramatic.
Yeah, so it like really captivates an audience.
Hmm.
Juror Number 2, great movie, you should watch Gold.
It's a little slow though.
You might lose the plot.
It's not one where you could start scrolling because then you're going to miss things.
Yeah, you got to dial in for sure.
But it's really good.
So good.
Okay, how did we get here?
For the sake of time, we should likely do a dating life updates and then story time.
Okay. I'm looking at you too.
Colby, when are you seeing your mans?
Some point this week.
Colby's like 6'8 dreamboat. Who runs marathons. It's hot.
We love him. Well, we love the sound of him. Haven't met him yet.
When's the last time you've even seen him at this point?
Last week we went to dinner.
Oh, right.
How was that?
And then it was good. And then, I don't know, we've just been talking. And then I'm going to see him this week at some point.
Woo!
I'm getting drinks with my work friends this week. And then I'm actually seeing my old coworkers, which I'm very excited about from my last job.
I feel like you're always seeing your old coworkers.
No, those are my coworkers from my very old employer. But I'm really excited to hear about the state of things without me and how much they miss me.
They're going to tell you that everything's horrible. Yeah. No doubt.
I know. I can't wait.
Well, so you're a busy little girl this week.
Yeah.
Wait, so do you not have, is it just about that you don't have time to see your mans?
No, I'm going to see him at some point, either like after one of those things or...
I don't know.
I have no plans this weekend.
Oh, a weekend date. Colby. Colby giving up a weekend day is crazy work.
I know. Except now my social calendar is just filling up because I got a random text actually from the Memers Anonymous admin.
Shut the
saying
fuck up.
That he's going to be in town this weekend.
Stop. Did he see the so podcast? I have to see him.
Does no, he feel but I'm guilt? Gonna ask him.
Does he feel guilt?
No, but I'll. Yeah, oh, you won't be here.
No, I'll be at Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Oh, that's this weekend?
Oh, wait. Sorry, I need to say this. I don't know why I didn't say this sooner. Do you guys remember the guy that I talked about in the Stagecoach episode 2 years ago?
Yes.
That I hooked up with, that I had like a crazy situation with?
Yes.
He texted me.
Saying, are you going to be a Stagecoach?
Yes.
Stop. Oh my God.
And you know what I did?
What?
I deleted the message.
Oh my God.
Wait, you know what you honestly...
It's been 2 years.
Did he suck or was he okay? When like
no,
at that point?
He was nice. He was just kind of like, it was one of those where it's like, you live in California.
Are there any singles though? Like you could have just... you know, send him in a different direction.
No,
you could have passed him, passed the torch.
You know, it was one of those where like he was getting a bit creepy over text, and so I just stopped responding at one point. Got and it. Then he's triple texted me now, and it's ooh, been 2 years.
That's a lot.
It's just interesting.
Didn't warrant a
we
reply.
We also never followed each other on social media or anything, yeah. So like I don't even know how he remembers me.
He probably has your name yeah, in his phone. It's like Katie Stagecoach. Yeah, that definitely
didn't need a response.
No. I figured it was a swift delete.
That also reminds me that yesterday when I was in a worse state than I am right now, which is appalling to think about, I got a text from a random number saying that like my sister's best friend gave him my number.
Oh!
And my sister had texted me a couple of weeks ago when she was with her and she was like, oh my God, so-and-so's fiance has a guy for you. And I was like, okay, like, tell me more, whatever. She really didn't give me any details. But then I looked this guy up and I was like, I don't know.
Oh, you're not thrilled. So what do you do with that?
I don't know. I haven't answered.
Well, maybe
I need to reply. And I need to also ask my sister if like she had any additional details to share.
Yeah, we need some more context.
And I'm going to her wedding, so I don't know if this guy like, oh my will God, be present.
I feel like that could be a situation. So you need to respond.
Yeah, I know. Her wedding isn't until September, so.
Okay, you have some time. You have some time to be like, whoops, sorry.
I already know what I'm going to reply because now it's been like an entire day. Yeah. I'm going to say that I was like traveling back from the wedding and thought that I replied.
Perfect yeah. excuse.
Yeah. Easy excuse for you.
Yeah.
I canceled all. I was supposed to go on a date with the...
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
The guy from like 4 years or 2 years ago. It's so funny when I was describing him to Colby. I was like, you remember that guy who like, you know, he's giving me mixed signals.
I blacked out on 6 martinis.
He had no. a really...
Yeah, you no. always say that.
He had a gorgeous apartment and I found it on Zillow and I was like, this sounds like every guy you've ever dated. Yeah, that like, could literally be anyone.
What's a different? What's like an important feature of him that we would remember?
We literally called him mixed signals. Like oh. we went on all of these dates, and he wasn't like inviting me back, making a next move. Like I feel like I was like flirting with him and giving him the opportunity to, and it just never amounted to that. And then I left the date, and I was like, okay, I'm done with this. And then he texted me. He was like, I wanted you to come over.
Yes.
And
oh my
I was
God.
Like, well, you yes. didn't say that
at the subway,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You
yes,
were
yes.
like, well, what now? And then you like hugged, and that was
wait,
it.
Yeah. So he was the guy that was reading at Jackson Bond.
No.
Okay, so that was enough. Like, there's so many.
These are all the same person, I'm yeah. convinced.
No, guys, remember the guy at Jackson Bond? I went on one date with him. We hugged goodbye. He grabbed my ass and tried to kiss me. And it was like, not the book all of right, Jackson so not, Bond.
Not this guy.
Not book.
Different
no,
guy.
Different guy.
Okay.
But do you actually remember this guy?
Like, no. Oh. Because that's who I was then thinking. But whatever, it's
what
fine.
Time frame was this? Give us a date of like when was
2023.
This?
Like
2023.
June maybe? May?
But perhaps. I do kind of...
Wait, it had to have been like right when you met Jack then. Didn't you meet Jack in 2023?
Yeah. 2023, really? Our first date was June 15th.
I'm pretty sure it was right around then.
Okay.
Potentially, perhaps.
So I had my Bob. Hmm. I'm
but trying anyways, to think. I went back to his, like, why do I keep saying hotel? His apartment... apartment looks like a hotel, is insane. Went back to his apartment like years ago and we like kind of hooked up and then it just died out. Like we never ended up seeing each other again after
why
that.
Why did it die out?
I think it's just like a mutual.
Okay, so what?
A mutual ghosting.
Why are we going back?
Because, you know, I got broken up with the bike racks. So now I got to dip into my old pools. No,
what about some new ones?
Katie, I don't even want to hear it. I've been sending, yeah. I've been sending both of you what I'm you working with on Hinge. Me some,
it's and, really so atrocious.
Times are tough. It's treacherous. But I will say I am going to be on the come up soon because, you know, now I have my tux picture as my front runner.
Yeah, so, that photo did so well on Instagram also. Yeah, that
was a great
picture. I really saw some really good engagement.
It really did.
Did you get any like spicy DMs from that?
So I did notice that a guy did DM across me today and he looks like he could be cute and he has a really good name. And we have some mutuals that I think are cool.
Okay.
I hate his Instagram bio, though. It's, like, really scaring me. So I think that...
What is it?
Do you really want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's really bad.
What is it?
Ravenclaw with the eagle emoji. Cat dad, but, like, with the...
What is Ravenclaw? Is that Harry Potter?
Yes, it's his house.
Oh, correct.
That's so, so cringy.
It's not great. And then, okay, so it's a Ravenclaw with the eagle emoji, comma, cat dad.
Yeah.
No, cat is not spelled out. It's with cat emoji, comma, nice person.
Well, at least he's a nice person.
He should just have
he's a nice Harry Potter person. Fan.
I
don't know if I, see, I love Harry Potter, but I wouldn't put it in my bio.
Wait, guys, I hate to admit this, but I'm looking at his picture more closely. And originally I was like, oh, wow, cute. And then I put my phone down and now I'm realizing that I think he's AI.
Oh
so he's fake.
Look.
He's a catfisher.
Adam, that's not a real person.
Do you think that's really clearly AI?
Let me see.
Like, I think when I first looked, I was kind of like, cute.
It's in the nose.
But
oh, no, look at his hand. Look at his watch. That's not a real watch. That's a fake watch.
I think if you look at his face, like, come on. Like,
no, AI is getting really scary.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The hand, the suit is a little weird.
Wait, so is he a bot?
I'm unclear, but...
He loves Ravenclaw,
though. We have mutuals. And, you know, he's in Ravenclaw, so he can't be a Raven, liar.
Like,
maybe that AI is like a joke. Maybe that's like a joke.
Who's in that?
Maybe that's his real
in
face.
In Harry Potter.
Because you know how you can AI yourself in different scenarios? Like, maybe that's like his LinkedIn photo that he did a bad job AIing.
That could be.
To put that bookshelf behind him.
Could be true, guys.
Okay, so I feel like you need to like debunk this and approve him.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do some diligence. I haven't done diligence. I was so busy at work today. I just saw that I got a message request from him, and I looked, and I was like, oh, cute.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. But anyways, back to the guy that I'm dipping in old pools from. I was supposed to see him last Thursday. I ended up not flaking, but I told him the day before I couldn't do it because it was the night before we were leaving for our friend's wedding. I was just like going to be a lot. So I canceled the date, and then he was very adamant on rescheduling. So I'm supposed to see him on Wednesday.
Okay.
I would love to cancel that one as well.
But hey, maybe he's changed.
I know, but at this point, I like can't cancel it twice. Like that just
makes so. Are you going to dinner or drinks?
I think dinner.
Where are you going?
Potentially Hillstone.
Of course.
Oh.
Have we learned nothing, Adam?
The kiss of death.
Have we learned nothing?
I'm taking it to my lair so that it never goes anywhere. Little does he know that it's like the Adam curse. If you want to date to Hillstone, it'll never work out. All right, let's do story time.
Okay,
to round us out.
This is a good one. It's called, the subject line is Love Triangle Drama. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible, but with all the details. I was 5 dates in with this guy that I really liked from Hinge. While he was in Europe for 2 weeks, I ended up reconnecting with another guy that I had matched with months prior on Raya. We'll call the Hinge guy Ed and Raya guy Max. Okay, so Ed and Max. Max asked for my Instagram, and that's when we found out that our only mutual was, of all people, Ed. Max said that they used to work together closely a couple years ago, but now they only see each other once in a while in a group setting. Trying to avoid any disrespect and stickiness of the situation, I made it clear to Ed that I had interest in going on a date with Max and wanted to see where it would go, but out of respect to him, wanted to make sure he was aware of the situation first. We agreed that we know how dating goes and it's normal to date around in the beginning stages. Ed said he really respected me bringing it up and even said go for it, that he wanted me to come up with my own conclusion of Max for myself and to see if we were compatible. Which is really interesting. Good on her to have this communication.
Seriously.
Find that challenging. Okay. Fast forward to now, we had 2 dates after that conversation and they were amazing and felt normal. But out of nowhere last week, he texted me saying that he thought he was ready for a serious relationship, but actually isn't, which I called bullshit on and found out.
Wait, this is after 2 dates?
So 2 dates after that conversation. So wait, sorry. Ed said he really respected me. Max. Okay, Max. I don't know how many dates.
Okay. I thought she said we had been on two dates went really well.
And we had then... 2 dates after that conversation. Oh, okay, so this makes me feel like it's more than two. But anyway, which I called bullshit on and found out that the timing funny with the whole Max situation, but he insisted that that wasn't the reason at all. So they both know about each other, okay. I guess. Question is, should I have handled the situation differently? And also, when guys say, quote, I thought I was ready for a relationship but actually aren't, isn't that usually BS? Sorry for the long novel. I appreciate your POVs and advice you give.
I think BS, in my opinion. I think usually, like, if I were in that scenario, I'd be saying that to ease my way out of the scenario, you know?
Yeah, like, I thought I was ready, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's because of the other guy, necessarily.
No, I don't think it's because of the other guy. He probably just, like, has commitment issues.
Yeah. Or maybe he didn't know that that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Maybe he was unclear. He maybe was looking for just a hookup situation. And when you proved, maybe you said something along the lines of, like, wanting something serious, which is totally great. Like, that's what I wanted when I was dating. Maybe that freaked him out.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's because of the other guy. But it is interesting that there's that connect.
Yeah, that is weird.
I would just steer clear of both of them, honestly.
Yeah, they seem like red flags.
Like, both. I would just get out of that situation.
Yeah, not a good one.
Anyway, any other feedback?
No.
That is kind of crazy, though. Like, what are the odds of that?
Yeah, very low.
Yeah, that's wild. This world is way too small.
I love the small world scenarios, though. Those are my favorite stories. The invisible string, almost.
Well, this is something a little similar. Let's just do one more. This is Juicy Gossip is the subject line. We love gossip. Please send it all to us.
Give me that juicy gossip.
Please. Okay. Hi, Matchmade. Not necessarily looking for advice, as this doesn't really have to do with me, but some friends, and I have to share with some outside people anonymously because I just think it's crazy. Anyway, here's the tea. I had some friends who dated for a long time, 5+ years, and then they broke up. That is a story for another time and not mine to tell, but I was very good friends with both of them. Due to some circumstances, have only hung out with the guy since. What are the circumstances? Anyway, recently he got a new girlfriend he was excited for me and my boyfriend to do a double date with. Y'all, this girl is his ex-girlfriend's doppelganger. Her face, hair color, smile, down to her nail beds. Her laugh, mannerisms, even her style is a copy-paste. The craziest part, though, is I don't know if he knows because he has aventasia.
What's that?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's when you can't visualize things in your head.
Oh my God, I've heard of that.
Like, you can't... If you can, like, picture right now, like, a T-bone steak in your head, some people can't do that. Like, can't, like, summon an image.
It's so weird.
From, like, memory.
Wait, so what does their mind look like?
I don't know. It's like a black
screen. And some people don't have an internal monologue.
Yeah, that's all crazy shit,
it's
honestly.
It's so crazy.
So it says, he knows he has aphantasia or whatever the heck. And I know at one point he even had said that he can't remember what anyone looks like if he's not looking at them. Isn't that crazy? Like, he needs to look at a photo or, like,
that's
look.
That's insane.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, so the girl says, or whoever wrote this in, I don't actually know if it's a girl or a boy, said, part of me wonders if I should mention it to him or to his ex or to the new girl, but I feel like either way that would get messy so fast and they all seem happy individually, but anytime he's introduced her to anyone in our friend group afterwards, everyone's like, maybe the brain knows what he wants at his core, even if he doesn't realize it. Anyway, hope you're all doing well. Love the podcast. Sincerely, the friend who knows.
Oh my God.
The friend who knows.
That's tea.
That's crazy. First of all, that he has that condition or whatever you'd call it.
The nail beds thing is also so funny. Like, that's such a specific way to be calling
it. The nail beds.
I feel like some people just have a type.
But that's crazy. That means that he's like, even though he can't picture the ex, that means he's still drawn to the...
Well, he knows what she looks like.
I mean, that just confirms.
Does he? Oh, I guess the new one.
Well, no, but
he can't remember what the old one looks like, right?
He said, or whoever wrote this in said, I think it's a girl, said that he at one point he has said to me that he can't remember what anyone looks like if he's not looking at them.
Yes, so he doesn't remember what the ex looks
like. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So,
that's so crazy.
No, I think
that I just can't even fathom that.
I think this, like, just further backs up the fact that, like, some people, like, have a type and they can't even, it isn't even something that they're aware of.
Well, that, lucky for him that he is able to actually find people that look like his type. Because that... I don't know. It doesn't seem to be the case for me these days.
Wow. I feel like as the ex, I would be looking at that like, okay. But again, you're the ex. So
down to the dang nail
beds. I mean, hey, if someone knows what they want, they find what they want in a different font. Like, okay.
He did. He really did that.
Once said, if she has blue eyes, I will surmise that she'll probably date her.
Yeah, true.
Oh, wow.
No, some people have a type.
Yeah. Deep.
No, this is the kind of gossip we need, guys. Like, I just want to, like, hear this, like, juiciness.
Yeah, I love the gossip stories.
So send these in.
Well, hopefully we can have more for next week, because I think we're at time, unfortunately.
No, yeah, we only have one that I didn't get to. So, well, we actually have a lot in the inbox. Thank you for listening, everyone, and bumping your stuff up. We will.
I did a good job of keeping us on time today, though. So next week I'll budget, you know, some additional time.
I mean, you are the producer.
I am the producer. I'm heavily producing. I have a call in 25 minutes.
So. I know. We'll get you out.
So guys, with that, it's been fun. Until next time. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Cute.
Gorgeous.